we'll now go into closing statements. We are a little bit ahead of schedule, so we're going to give everyone, instead of 1 minute closing statement, we'll give you 2 minutes. Say anything you want in the closing statement. Well, some of the other submitted questions, if you want to choose to answer one of those or address any of that, like how do you claim the city has a crime problem when it's within the county? That was probably a poor paraphrase. Some of the other candidates who didn't answer the immigrant question and policing the immigrant community, if you want to address that, that's a possibility, or any other way you want to respond. But so you do have a 2 minute closing statement, and the order is Aragon, Keller, Gonzalez, and Seiss. Mr. Aragon.
Yeah, I'll take the additional time to just comment on my two opponents on the ballot, Mayor Tim Keller and Sheriff Manny Gonzalez. And where does the county end, the city begin, the blame game that's going on while our city suffered for the last year and a half and certainly in the last 4 years? Both of these gentlemen were on stage together the night that Tim Keller won. They're both responsible for the crime rates that you see. They are both equally responsible for the escalating level of violence. They've tried to sort of cut it up. They're both members of the same party. They are both accountable as paid elected government officials and politicians. So I just want everybody to be fully aware of what we're talking about here. I, of course, have stated that I'm Eddie Aragon. This is, I think, our sixth forum in all of this. Neither of my opponents deserve to run this city. Keller has made tons of promises. He has spent hundreds of millions of dollars only to see the problems of crime and homelessness go up. I'm glad that Mr. Gonzalez is now addressing me in these debates. I think it speaks to how effective we have become in this race in our very short time, a little over a month. Mr. Gonzalez, as a law and order candidate, you were fined twice by the Campaign Ethics Board for committing voter fraud. You were reprimanded for it. You went to court, lost five times over it. You shouldn't even be in this race because you broke the law during the qualifying phase of this election. You shouldn't be in this debate. You should be in jail. We need a mayor who runs the Albuquerque city like they love it. Too often, politicians get into office for the power, the clout, the publicity of the big show. It doesn't really matter what they do with their time in office. I want to be mayor not because I like politics. I actually hate it. I'm doing this because I love the city and I want see it succeed. As mayor, I'll post my campaign promises on the city's website, send regular updates to the media to make sure I'm held accountable. And here's a promise. If I fail, I won't run again. If homicides aren't halved by the end of my first term, I won't run again. If homelessness isn't 75% lower, I won't run again. I'll own it and I'll pass the reins on to someone who can do a better job, because that's all I want from City Hall. Leadership you can see when you walk down the street, not just leadership you read about in the papers. I'm not in this for politics. I'm not for the power of the prestige or publicity. And that's not what civic duty is about. It's about contributing to the city you love and living it better.
Sorry, sir, time's up.
Thank you. Mayor Keller.
Thank you so much. We appreciate everyone joining tonight. And I'm glad we have a little extra time. So I think, you know, I would have to say, you know, with Eddie, he's pointed out that crime is truly a lot of our responsibilities. And that's true. That's something that the sheriff absolutely has to own. The difference between him and I is his job is literally to fight crime. As mayor, my job is to set goals for the department, get them the resources they need, hire the chief of police and support them, and hold them accountable when things don't work. And that's exactly what I've done. I think what we've seen in the county is the exact problem that he's trying to throw on the city. Homicides are a problem in the county. Crime is literally higher per capita in the county than in the city. And this is in, I'm citing an Albuquerque Journal article that has the details there. And it also points out that the sheriff would not even share his most recent homicide numbers in 2021. No doubt, because he's worried to articulate exactly this issue. He said he's taking care of crime in the county, and he literally hasn't. Look, at the end of the day, what he's saying is just misleading. It's sheer fantasy. In this lawsuit comeback that there's no lawsuits, literally, that's what he said, or he's never been sued, or there's never been anything wrong. Tell that to Alicia Lucero, $4 million lawsuit for wrongful shooting. And there's lots more we could highlight. I mean, just Google search it and it all shows up. And also some of these ideas like this carrots and stick idea for the homeless, you know, that doesn't work for mentally ill folks or behaviorally ill folks. you have to actually address some root causes. And so I got to tell you, what I heard from our sheriff was dangerous. It's something that will actually drive our community to desperation and tear us apart. And we've seen that, because whether it's crime in the county that is high or it's crime in his own campaign, his campaign literally admitted to fraud and to forgery. And he refuses to even apologize, let alone hold his own personal assistant accountable for being part of that, or his campaign staff.
I'm sorry, so sir, your time is up.
Okay.
Gonzalez.
Yes, I just want to confront the candidates. There was no fraud. I've held my people accountable. Keller committed fraud and was slapped on the hand. Keller and his clerk violated my rights. And Keller has more security on him than they have in the Northeast Heights. That's your biggest fraud. So for me, I've paid attention to the overwhelming outcries for help and service in the city of Albuquerque. The people are telling me crime is their number one concern and they are sick and tired of it. And so am I. The second most pressing issue is the widespread social problem of homelessness. These two issues are actually hindering our growth. I have the experience, I have the expertise, the relationships, the fortitude, and the willpower to solve these major problems in our city. If you would like better results in Albuquerque, vote for me. Again, I'm Manuel Gonzalez III. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I'll continue to tell you the truth. And I'd appreciate your support on November 2nd to change the city and make Albuquerque the crown jewel of the Southwest. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Seiss.
Thank you guys for the invite here. You guys, the small platforms are the only ones that invite me. The big platforms, KOT and KOB, don't want to do that. I don't understand why, but I think I do. They just don't want an outsider to come in and make a change for us, the people. Well, it's just quickly, either you can go 4 years back to the same old, or you can go with the candidate that's the sheriff that says he's for the people, but tries to steal from the people. Yes, Manny, you did commit fraud. You were on national, you were on TV and you admitted it. You said you were with two people and you got confused and signed and you committed it. You own up to that. And you shouldn't be on this platform. How can you run a city when you can't admit something like that? And how can you run a city when you commit fraud, period? The other candidate, Eddie, he refers himself sometimes on radio as God. He wants a Pope-mobile. They want to put the homeless in jail. That's not going to do it. My administration has a plan, and we will work with the people. We've always worked for the people, and we will continue to work for the people. I just got to say something about Keller. Keller, I respect you because you and I, we're out there doing the same thing from the get-go. The other two candidates, one jumped in over the weekend partying, I guess, and Manny, you're a disgrace. You shouldn't be in this race. Once again, my name is Patrick Benjamin Seiss, a mayoral candidate, and I am on the ballot, ladies and gentlemen. None of these guys want to say my name. Say my name. Don't be afraid. Patrick Benjamin Seiss. Listen, I listen to people. I will work with you guys. We'll work together to move Albuquerque to be a safer and better place for all. Once again, Patrick Benjamin Seiss, November 2nd. Let's make history as a write-in candidate. Write-in candidate. I am on the ballot, but as a write-in candidate, none of these individuals want to address. I am the fourth candidate involved in all this thing. We can and we will make history. Vote for me on November 2nd. Patrick Benjamin Seiss, thank you for the invite. Everybody stay safe out there. Look me up on Facebook and my website. God bless you all. God bless America.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you all for attending the forum.